This is the Tom Likas Show.
I like the cut of your jib.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
What's a jib?
Don't be stupid.
Tom Likas.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at GlobeFTom.com. You can hear us at our brand new free app. Get it at the App Store. Get it at Google Play. Or get it at TomEverywhere.com. That's TomEverywhere.com. Thank you for tuning in. A bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And we are joined this hour by criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. Adam, always good to see you.
Hey, good to see you, Tom.
What's going on?
Oh, just too much, Tom. Too much. Well, I've got some good stuff tonight. I've got some things that really cross over. But the strangest thing happened in court yesterday, Tom. I get to the courthouse in Pasadena, and I discover that it is on fire.
Really?
Yes. That was never a dull moment, eh?
I did hear about that fire. I didn't know you were involved.
Well, no, I was sort of stuck outside, and whatever work I had to do was rapidly continued and canceled, I would say.
Jesus.
I don't think the judge is going to be angry at me for not showing up on time.
Wow.
But I was thinking about our somewhat defunct Ask the Atheist hour that you used to do. And if I can do a 60-second version, I wanted to talk about God's good works, where today, again, by the way, Tom, this is 2 days in a row in Pasadena, a tree collapsed at the Children's Museum, no less, and landed on a bunch of children, several who were critically injured. So that was good going there, God, eh?
Very nice.
God bless, right?
Yes.
You know, I'm always amazed when people are praising God when they, rescue people from the floods and earthquakes and that sort of thing.
Right.
What about the earthquake not happening in the first place?
Well, exactly right.
Isn't that kind of a setup, Tom?
One would think.
So anyway, I've got something lovely. Tonight's criminal law, of course. But this crosses over, I think, to family law, criminal law, and also even Likas 101, so you're going to love this. I was approached a few years ago to do a TV show about lawyers. And, I was kind of experiencing that. And the way that they do TV shows is they do one show, which is called a pilot, right? And so the idea was going to be not lawyers in like ivory towers, but real on the street kind of lawyers. And that was me. And to give it diversity, Tom, they wanted it to be me and another lawyer, and they wanted that lawyer to be a woman. You know, I don't always have the highest opinion of women lawyers, but this one was really interesting. She had actually been a police officer with the LAPD. And she told me this. I mean, I was introduced to her, obviously, and she told me this unbelievable story. There had been a big shootout some years ago in Bank of America, North Hollywood, where these bank robbers were these, like, unbelievably sophisticated criminals, and they came in with, like, body armor, and they actually outgunned the police. And the police actually had to go to a gun store to get more weapons or whatever. And anyway, it was really a crazy situation. She was very traumatized, as were many of the other police involved. And so she, I think she kind of quit the force, or she had some kind of a leave of absence. And she went back to the Northeast, where I'm from, and she decided to go to law school. And I actually, over the years, have known a number of police officers who later on became lawyers. When I was in law school, a few of the guys had been cops and detectives and so forth. And she became a lawyer, and they called her the legal diva. Her name is Laura Dananeshi, and she's an interesting character. In the pilot, I was this hard-driving lawyer trying to find information, and they had me do a dumpster dive, Tom.
What?
It was kind of a setup for the show. You know, reality television doesn't have a whole lot of reality in
it. Yes, I know.
So I was supposed to be trying to figure out the details of this guy's finances, and he was, like, being secretive. And so he lived in an apartment house, and I went into the dumpster behind the house, and I jumped in, and I found, like, mail records that he had thrown away or something. So that was me. And she was doing a murder case. She was doing criminal defense. And she was in the courthouse, and she came out. You know something? I think it was the Pasadena court, by the way, that just burned. But that's just a coincidence. Anyway, so she's doing her murder case. She comes out during one of the breaks with her client, and she goes to her truck, and her mother's there with her baby. She had, like, a two-year-old. And there she is, you know, changing the diaper. And so she's like this tough lawyer, but she's also, you know, a working mom and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I got to know her a little bit, and she's a very interesting character, and she's done a lot of interesting cases and so forth. But, you know, we were talking about she had this kid that was taking up, you know, a lot of her time, and she was very happy having this little boy. And I said to her, you know, who's the father? And it turned out that she was involved with this guy who had been a model or something like that in Europe years ago. This reminded me, you know how Halle Berry married this really good-looking dude, you know? But then, you know, she's angry at him now. I saw her in court the other day, and she's, like, suing him because he won't work or whatever. Well, this Laura Dana had the same problem. This guy had been, you know, real good-looking at one time. He's much older now, so I think it had kind of faded to some degree. But, you know, she was basically the breadwinner, and he was, you know, involved in all these different schemes. He was starting a microbrewery, or he was going to do some kind of real estate business or something. And, you know, he had all these different things that he was trying to do that never really came through. And she was always kind of on the hook, paying off his debts. But she told me straight, and this is the Likas 101 part, Tom, that that they got in fights constantly, cats and dogs, and that she was scared of him. She actually said that to me. And I said to her, you know, that's crazy, you know. She wasn't my client or anything. We were just friends, you know, and she was like a fellow lawyer. And I just said to her, you know, you got to be out of your mind being with a guy who, you know, you're scared of. And she literally said to me that she keeps him around because the sex is so hot. And that they get into these fights, and she's petrified because he has this unbelievable temper. But then they have sex afterwards or something, and that somehow seals the deal. It, like, really turns her on or whatever. Now, I know it sounds, you know, I mean, you've always said not to be violent with women. I totally respect that. And you're talking about, you know, the difference. I was listening to one of your old tapes, Tom, and it was, you're talking about the difference between treating women like crap and, you know, but of course not being violent, not being abusive, you know. And there definitely is some kind of a fine line, because this guy, I think, really crossed over into abusive. And the sickness of it is that she admitted to me very openly that she got turned on by it, that on some level she liked it. And when I said to her, you know, I've seen how destructive this can end up, she said to me, you know, I know that, and somehow she couldn't help herself. So anyway, by the way, Tom, I think I was asking you about this. She was even on a reality show, because our pilot didn't end up being a show. She did some kind of a reality show, and she was on radio, KCAA.
Yes.
As you said, that's kind of pay-per-play, right?
Yeah, it's pay-per-play. It's in the Inland Empire. You know who has a pay-per-play show out there?
No.
Roseanne Barr.
No way.
Yeah, last I knew, she had a pay-per-play.
So you host your own show, but you have to pay?
Right.
Wow, that's pretty intense.
Which, by the way, entire weekends of stations like KABC and KRLA, they do that.
But those are openly advertising. I mean, you see, like, those are mortgage companies and stuff.
No, many of them
companies.
Many of them are other things.
Really?
KLSX, we used to have shows like that. We had a psychic, and it appeared she was doing a psychic show, but in reality, she was selling her psychic services.
Excellent.
Yes.
Well, anyway, so the reason I tell this whole exciting story, and I don't know if you noticed this, Tom, but this was on the front page of the LA Times in the past couple of days, and it actually became a national story. It was on CNN and Fox News and all that kind of stuff. Well, this Laura Dana dating this crazy person, apparently they never were married, but they lived together for many years, and he was the father of her kid. The neighbors said that they were fighting all the time. A lot of drama in the house. Anyway, he killed her. He stabbed,
wow.
stabbed her to death. And you'll love this. He's now saying, through his attorney, that it was self-defense. Well, I thought that would be a good one. So wow. apparently, he says that she had all of this police training, and so she really knows, you know, how to defend herself, I suppose. And so she came at him with a knife, and as she tried to stab him, he got control and turned it around, and she ended up getting stabbed. But anyway, so that's where your basic
nice.
Sick, violent relationship
So is there
ends
show running
up.
This weekend?
I don't think it's going to be on, Tom.
Will it be the, what's her name?
Best of, you know?
Yeah.
Legal Diva.
Yeah, best of Legal Diva this weekend.
I don't think so. I think that's going to be...
The check might have cleared. They might be running that show anyway.
Well, I don't know. I have to say, you know, I knew her personally, like I said, and it's a shocking thing to be honest. And I think she was a decent person, but you see, and this is really the reason I mentioned the whole thing. There's something fundamental in women, fundamentally confused about women, that they like this kind of crap. They really do, you know, Tom? And they don't even know why they do. And that's when you meet a woman and she tells you her last boyfriend was a jerk and the one before that was a jerk. And here's a woman who was fiercely independent. She was very educated. I have an article here about her, and they're talking about, this is in the LA Times, one of her friends said something, you know, she was a very strong person as a police officer and attorney, she was super educated, she was financially completely independent, she was a mother, she had a pretty rounded life, and somehow she couldn't help herself, that even though she was, you know, probably... in the market and could have chosen someone a little more normal or a little more down to earth, we already know that women find guys like that really boring. Isn't that right, Tom?
Of course they do.
I was talking to a woman recently, one of my clients, and she said to me, you know, now that she's gotten completely screwed over and her life has been ruined by this guy, now she realizes that she really does want a nice guy.
Right.
And that reminds me of the Poindexter thing, you know, like this, like, you know, later on they want Poindexter.
Right.
But I'm not so sure, Tom.
Then while they're having sex with Poindexter, they think about that creep they used to date. Because he had a 14-inch personality and pinned her up against the wall, they miss that.
I'm sure that's true, but I found that even as they're older, they still don't want Poindexter. They still, if you look at who they actually get involved with.
Well, they want to marry Poindexter.
I know what you mean. I'm not even sure. I really get the impression that they still want the bad boy, and they're still going to reform him, and they're going to turn him into a terrific guy, and they're going to, you know, make everything work. And it's so heartbreaking for me because you see that there's no rationality. Here I'm talking, you know, people always say someone is, you know, stupid or they're uneducated. A couple hours ago, you were talking to a guy from England, and he was saying how poor people were stupid or they're uneducated or whatever. And I got to tell you, no excuse. Here's a woman who was educated, who certainly was very strong in her personality. She knew what she was doing, and she understood who this guy was. And she said to me that she was afraid of him, and she knew how destructive he was, and she knew the danger she was in, and she stayed with him for years and years. As things escalated, she had a child with him, which is insanity. And now, I mean, when I think of that poor child who's got to be 5 or 6 years old by now, he's an orphan. His mother's dead, and his father's probably going to spend the rest of his life in prison, or certainly a long time. And I mean, that is a horrible thing. It's a devastating thing for that child. And as a woman, is that what you want for yourself? You be with this scumbag with a 14-inch personality who's going to destroy your life, and in this case, just a more extreme version, kill you. I am amazed by it. And I talk to so many women who are steeped in situations like this. And like Tom said, some of them do break up with the guy. You know, it gets extreme enough. And then they spend years fantasizing about him and pining after him. And in fact, Tom, you know this, it makes them dissatisfied in later relationships. because you end up dating her and you treat her good. And on some level, she's still dreaming about that schmuck.
Right. Well, that's why I don't treat them good.
Well, I know what you mean.
I don't treat them good because, then they'll be looking for another bad boy. I'd rather be the bad boy. I want to be your worst nightmare. I want to be the one you complain about.
The problem is, I don't know if, any normal guy is really sadistic enough, I mean, you talk about being unreliable or you don't call her or whatever. But, I mean, these guys that are really out of their minds are doing crazy, violent things, on a regular basis. And you see that a lot of women, they just can't get enough. They just can't.
It's so hot. All right, we're going to take a break here. Adam, we got great phone calls. I don't want you to miss this. We have a caller. Let me tell you about this.
Okay, I'm dying here.
You would be if you knew what calls were coming up. We have a caller who says he got fired because of a picture that his girl sent to his employer. And we have a caller whose brother was accused of murder. This is good stuff.
Great stuff.
All right.
Pile it on.
Adam Sachs, criminal defense attorney, is here to answer your legal questions. It's free legal advice for you. All you have to do is call us at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is the telephone number. 901-3000-866.
Don't let your smartphone be a dumbass. Download the Tom Likas app. Now. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Time to plan that summer vacation, the weekend, whatever you've got coming up. And the place to do it is at Vegas.com. We're so thrilled to have Vegas.com as one of our supporting advertisers. Vegas.com is the only way to book Vegas because everyone knows insiders get the best deals. And unlike other travel sites, these guys are from Vegas. All right? Everyone at Vegas.com lives in Vegas, works in Vegas, and parties in Vegas. Vegas.com's proprietary DropWatch tool promises the lowest rates on hotels. DropWatch monitors prices and notifies you of changes to ensure you get the best deal. In fact, they guarantee you the best price, even if you've already paid. I can't emphasize that enough. Who does that? All right? Vegas.com offers the best rates, not on just hotels, but shows, tours, attractions, restaurants, VIP bottle service at top clubs. And then when you get to Vegas, what do you do now? Well, the Vegas.com app answers all your questions. You'll find cheap drinks, all-night parties, show deals, everything Vegas. There it all is. That's their specialty. If you're looking to get a cheap flight to Dayton, Ohio, this is not the website to go to. They specialize in Vegas. Go to Vegas.com right now. Click on the microphone in the top right corner. And enter my code LIKIS, LEYKIS, to receive an extra 10% off everything but air and hotel packages. That's Vegas.com. Click on the microphone. Get your 10% bonus savings by using my secret code. Please don't tell anybody. The code is LIKIS. That's between you and me. LEYKIS. At Vegas.com. Book today.
Hey, bitches, this is Manju. If you missed the Getty and Dino show, show 600, you missed this.
Satisfy me, don't deny me one more time.
Congratulations!
Thank you!
The king of cream.
There he is.
King of cream.
Are you going to turn her over and eat her?
Yeah,
baby.
Congratulations to you!
The Getty and Dino show. Go to GettyandDino.com.
Let's talk about Triangle Billiards. Hopefully you met the owner, Joe, and his son at our anniversary party. They're great guys, they're big supporters of the show, and Triangle Billiards has been serving satisfied customers since 1978 at their two convenient locations with friendly, experienced salespeople in both Orange and Costa Mesa. And, of course, you can visit them online. Go to TriangleBilliards.com/Tom. That's TriangleBilliards.com/Tom. And check out some of their great deals. Steel tip darts as low as $13.25. Or how about a custom two-piece pool cue for as low as $45? They've got foosball from $5.99 and pool tables as low as $14.99, and that includes free shipping. Triangle Billiards, call or visit them today. Here's the number, 866-941-2564. And shipping is available worldwide. The number is 866-941-2564. Check out the deals at TriangleBilliards.com/Tom. And start having real fun now. Likas show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. A bonus hour with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-866. So I'm going to take these calls in the order in which they were received. Kind of like when you call Time Warner Cable. Except you will not be holding on for 45 minutes.
Your call is very important to us.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I always say.
That's why we're not answering it.
Here's Diego on the 105 freeway. Diego, you're on the Tom Likas show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Diego.
Hey, Diego.
Hello, Adam.
Hey, what's up?
So, I have a question for you, Adam.
Sure.
A couple of months ago, I got fired from my job. My ex-girlfriend sent a picture of us in the back room. Our pants were down and everything, sent it to the corporate office.
Diego, can I ask you a question? How long have you been a listener?
Since 2006.
Okay, and so you've been listening almost 10 years. And what do I say about nailing chicks in the office?
They usually talk about the ones that you work with.
I don't care. Wait. I don't care if it's the ones you work with or not. You don't fuck around in the office. You just don't do it.
Yeah, I know, Tom. I fucked up there.
She was your coworker, or you just fooled around with her at work?
Well, she was my girlfriend at the time.
Okay.
And she was working at the same store with us.
Oh, she was.
All right, so there you go.
And, all right.
And she got fired like 2 years ago.
Really?
So a couple of months ago, we had a big argument. I left her, and then a month later, I received a call from my district manager saying about this picture.
All right, so she was trying to get revenge on you by sending it to the management.
Pretty much.
Well, you'll be fascinated to know that over the past few days, we had Tom's birthday at Molly Malone's.
Yes.
And right. I met a lawyer there who is involved in wrongful termination, which is what this would be. And he and I discussed, you know, possibly working together. So I can probably help you with this, with him. Basically, you know, you have to get fired for a justifiable reason. And I'm not sure, because this is kind of a weird case, but especially the fact that the picture was sent by, you know, your ex to get some kind of revenge or whatever.
Right.
It seems very, you know, strange. It doesn't sound like you weren't doing your job. There wasn't any real, you know, like you didn't break the machinery. You didn't do it during even working hours. So I'm not sure.
It was work hours?
Yes, it was. It was. The thing is, the picture, you see her, but you don't see my face.
Really? So
really?
How did they fire you? How did they know it was you?
Well, our management knew about us.
Yeah.
And when they saw this picture,
Yeah, but
put the date.
Oh, come on. It could. It, come on.
Let me drop something else just for the fuck of it. let me ask you this question, Adam. I've been seeing these, and maybe it wasn't meant to apply in this case, or maybe it could. What about all these laws we've been hearing about regarding revenge porn? Didn't Sherry Brown sign a bill into law that made it illegal to get back at your ex by posting? Now, does that only count for the web, or would that be sending that picture anywhere?
That would be probably anything. And I don't know that if it gets you your job back, though. It's like revenge to lose your job. But the idea... Well, 1 second. The idea what Tom's talking about is actually true, where it was mostly guys taking pictures of girls, but it could go either way, where a guy was getting revenge on his ex-girlfriend, let's say, by posting nudes of her or something like that, or blackmailing her, and that was made into a serious felony now. So yours is an interesting case. I think we could, you know, work on it. You know that usually wrongful termination from employment is something like being prejudiced against a handicapped person, or you were fired because of being a black, or, you know, having some other racial component, or somehow the boss didn't like you for some reason that was unfair, and there's a way of, you know, redressing that. There's some.
How about having sex during the workday?
Well, you know, I don't think it's supposed to be, you know, having sex at work. I don't think that's such a good idea. But he has a picture that's not clearly him, Tom. That's interesting.
Right. How do they know? Maybe she was sleeping with other people.
Exactly. Well, she was, Tom. She was.
Oh, she was.
Of course she was. She's a chick. Come on.
She was cheating on me with her ex-boyfriend.
Come on.
Also caught her talking to some guy on Facebook.
Of course.
But you stayed with her anyway.
Oh, no. That's the day I broke up with her.
That's when she did it, or that's when you found out about it?
That's when I found out, broke up with her. And a month later, I got this call and this picture, and I told the guy, it's not me, because my face wasn't showing, but he said, with the clothes that he has, pretty much, you wear.
Wow. Well,
that doesn't sound definitive to me.
Yeah, that's pretty weak.
Yeah, but I want to know what legal action I could do to her.
Well, again, it could be a criminal issue, because of this law that Tom's talking about against revenge porn, and you can certainly try to get your job back, and this is even more so when it's ambiguous because we don't know if it was really you in the picture and the company just assumed that it was. So I think you have a couple of different interesting things, and like I said, I'm friendly now with this lawyer in this area in L.A. who's involved directly in employment law and wrongful termination, which is not my usual thing. So give me a call off the air. Have Dino give you my number, and I'll certainly try to help you.
All right, Diego, we're going to hook you up.
See, nothing ever good comes of fooling around at work, Tom.
No, not at all.
And I just mean at the actual workplace, which is ridiculous, but with an employee, co-employee, whatever.
Now, A, never have sex with a coworker. Never, 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 A. And B, never have sex at the office, unless you don't care about losing your job or being sued or whatever.
You have to not care about your job, basically.
Right.
If you don't value your job, so you're willing to pay the ultimate price in getting fired, then I guess it doesn't matter.
Very few people are that good at sex that it would be worth losing their job. Very few. There are some, but there are very few.
Classically, always would meet at work. That was like the place that people would meet.
Well, I understand that. And there were movies about it, especially in the 60s.
Yeah,
that was a common theme. There were all these movies with Tony Randall. He seemed to be in every one of those movies, by the way. Doris Day, Rock Hudson, Tony Randall. It was always people having... They never had sex in those movies. They met at work. They dated at
right.
work.
Right. All the gay actors, you know? But the thing is, Tom...
Is Tony Randall gay?
I don't know. I'll leave that
Wasn't
one.
He a father at 76? He's dead now. You can say.
I can talk about the dead, right?
Was he gay?
He never seemed very straight to me when he was doing that Odd Couple show.
Yeah, but he was playing a character.
Well, Rock Hudson.
Yeah, but the thing is, Tony Randall got married and had kids in his 70s.
He was a very
Rock Hudson. Who was Rock Hudson's kid? Who was Rock Hudson's kid?
He was married too, as I recall.
Yeah, did he have any kids?
I don't know. I'm telling you that they had agents in those days that used to set you up with things, and you would, you know, to make your Hollywood, you know, credentials look good.
Right,
they would get
but
you married.
You got you married, but they come on, people didn't have kids. They just, you know, appeared in public together. That's all.
Well, God bless them. All I can say is that those days are long over. And nowadays, if you look at a woman wrong at work, you're going to get in trouble.
Right. Exactly. All right, Diego, thank you for the call. Coming up next, John in Vegas wants to talk about his brother, who was accused of murder. And he's coming up next here at 901-3000. Tom, it's criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs answering your legal questions. 901-3000, Tom. That's our number. It's 901-3000. 866.
Don't let your smartphone be a dumbass. Download the Tom Likas app. Now.
901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Okay. We're going to talk about Next Issue. NextIssue.com is where you want to go if you want to get all these incredible magazines all in one place. Now, as you know, and I've told you, I'm a voracious reader. Magazines are a big pain in the butt. I mean, who gets physical copies of anything anymore? You know, do you have a coffee table that's overrun with magazines? Or do you have them stacked up on the toilet tank in your bathroom or whatever? Come on! What are you doing? And not only that, even if you've moved up to the digital world, how many different subscriptions do you have? They all expire in different months at different times. You pay different prices for all of them. Maybe you forget to renew. Maybe you suddenly get a bill you didn't know was coming. Come on, get with it. Next Issue takes all the best magazines and puts them right in the palm of your hand. To your tablet or your smartphone, up to 5 people can use your account. It's really incredible stuff. It's Esquire, Vogue, Sports Illustrated, or Wired. Incredible. ESPN, the magazine. All right, People, Rolling Stone, Us Weekly, National Geographic, Consumer Reports, Food and Wine, the list goes on and on. One set of credentials, one low monthly price, that's it. And what's better than that is you can try it for 30 days without paying a penny. And you can decide if you love it the way I love it, okay? So what you do is you go to nextissue.com/Tom. And you get your 30-day free trial. It's free, okay? Now, you enjoy Next Issue. Put it through its paces. Enjoy as much as you can possibly lay your eyes on. And then in 30 days, if you don't like it, you can cancel and owe nothing, all right? But I don't think you're going to cancel it. I think you're going to love Next Issue. So do this right now. Get your free 30-day trial at nextissue.com/Tom, all right? Do it right now and read up. Way up on all your interests. It's nextissue.com/Tom.
Do you have tiny balls? You know, you once had big balls, but things started changing around you. First television, then your favorite radio station. It all became so vaginized that slowly but surely, your balls just started to wither away. Well, don't worry. You're not alone. Up to 98% of men suffer from tiny ball syndrome. That's right, TBS. But now, there's hope. 4 out of 5 doctors recommend New Normal Rock. New Normal Rock, just by removing ballads, broads, and bullshit from your hard rock diet, will help you grow your balls back and get you back to that big, bald lifestyle you deserve. New Normal Rock. Newer, faster, harder rock for big, healthy balls. Ask your doctor.
New Normal Rock.
Boys, I've been encouraging you for years, using the services of a professional to help you navigate some of the more difficult times in life can be invaluable. It has been for me, and it's great to hear that so many of you have been taking back control with the help of our friend Paul Beatty at Sydney Counselors. Paul has years of experience helping guys who suffer from severe crisis, suicidal tendencies, and more. He studied a range of approaches and could tailor sessions based on what works for you. Now, this is one-on-one counseling designed to address issues head-on and help you get back on track. Paul's focus is to help men find their own way through many common issues, alcohol and other addictions, depression, self-esteem, coping with crisis, and managing anxiety and stress, even getting over relationships. Now, if you're in Sydney, you can meet for face-to-face counseling at Paul's office in North Sydney. Or, if you're anywhere else in the world, you can meet with Paul via Skype or phone from the comfort of your own home. Visit Sydney Counselors at supportforguys.com. Go there now, supportforguys.com, and take back control today. It's the Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're here with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs, a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. You can reach us here right now at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. 901-3000-866. John in Las Vegas, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
I've called in many times before, but this is the first time I think I've been nervous.
Oh, my.
Uh-oh. Don't be nervous. Just us.
And
yeah,
we're nobody.
Well,
Tom and I are very mellow people, believe me.
Two Fridays ago, my stepbrother was accused of beating his own child to death.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't there, unfortunately. Neither was the mother, but when they took him to the hospital, all they said was blunt force trauma. I don't even know what level of murder he's been accused of yet.
I think, didn't we talk at Molly Malone's?
Yes, that in fact we did.
Oh, okay. This was, I met you in person at Tom's birthday. But
yes,
as I recall,
I felt
this is,
that,
yeah, I'm sorry.
This should be on the air. This shouldn't only just be you and me.
No, I understand. It's heavy stuff, but this guy is your half-brother or your step-brother, I'm trying to remember.
And, yes, he was my step-brother.
And he killed his, I think, a very young child, right? Like 3 or 4 months
He's
old?
He's cute.
Well, the child's dead, right?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he did it. It just means he was accused of doing it.
Right.
I mean, even if he did it, it doesn't mean it's murder, as far as I know.
Right, right. It's unbelievable. You know, what was the most disturbing part of it in terms of speaking to you about it, and this is a serious problem, you know, in the United States, we have a system that favors people that have money. There's no doubt about it. And one of the things that you and I had spoken about in general, whether it was, you know, meant to be me or someone else, is that he didn't have a lawyer, you know, beyond a public defender. And, you know, a public defender, unfortunately, is not going to give a very vigorous legal defense. They see their job, which is kind of a very thankless one, as just sort of rushing people through the system and getting you to plead guilty. And what your brother needs, you know, is a real investigation. We need to do some kinds of complex forensic analysis and some detective work and to, you know, look at the circumstances. And he needs a private attorney to get a good defense. And as I understood, I think you had mentioned that he has no money and his family has no money. So that's a very serious impediment to winning a case like that.
Yeah, and even at 1%, $1 million bail goes down to $10,000.
Oh, he's got a bail of $1 million, Tom. How's that?
Wow.
Yeah, but see, you know, when people aren't super rich, but, you know, whatever the bail is, if you can put your house, you have your family help you, you know, people are able to raise bail. And that's a really unfair aspect because, again, people that don't have money, even if it's relatively low bail, they don't have it, and they end up rotting in jail until their court hearings come up. And that's a lot different than being on the outside and, you know, getting witnesses together and building up a defense.
Now, has your stepbrother asked you to help him out?
No, he realizes that it's not the decision he made on Friday that got him where he is. He realizes that not having a job led to him not having bail money. His prior criminal convictions made it so
that wait a minute, you left that part out. What prior criminal convictions did he have?
He's been accused of possession of, well, unfortunately they found him guilty, so he was convicted of concentrated cannabis, possession of that, and then he's been accused of credit card fraud.
Yeah, but see, that doesn't make him a murderer, you know?
The police just assume he's guilty as opposed to, I don't know, even if I did this, they'd probably just assume it was an accident as opposed to assuming I'm a murderer.
Well, just because you have cannabis or credit card fraud, which is pretty stupid, doesn't mean that you're a killer. And killing your own child, that's heavy stuff, you know? Now, when you talk about people having children at young ages when they're not prepared and they don't have any kind of stable environment, I mean, I don't know exactly the circumstances, but this is the kind of stupid shit that ends up happening. I see a lot of cases, not so much of murder, but of accusations of child abuse and child neglect and so forth. And, you know, when you look at the way trials are today in America, you need to have an expert witness. That costs a lot of money. You need to, you know, build up a defense, like I said, with forensic evidence and so forth. There are private laboratories and so forth. Even the fact that the child died of, I don't know, blunt force trauma or whatever it's supposed to be, you know, you have to verify that, because very often the coroners and the other people that do this for the county and the city and the police are geared towards, you know, matching the findings that they want, that they can do prosecutions. And so very often people want to do a private independent autopsy. And like I said before, the cruelty of it in America is that, you know, you're supposed to pay for these things yourself. And this stuff costs money. And you see how people that don't have money end up getting railroaded in this system in this way. And a lot of people call me, I'm sorry to say, after they're convicted and it was a real injustice. And they say, oh, shit, what do I do now? And obviously it's much more difficult to deal with it on an appeal basis after the case is already over.
Now, I have to ask this question, and I'm not going to ask you to tell us the answer. I'm just going to ask you whether or not you know this. Did he tell you, don't tell us the answer, just say yes or no, did he tell you whether or not he did this?
He hasn't told me whether or not he's done it. And that was going to lead to my next question. Since I can only control myself, what should I avoid talking about when I'm visiting him in jail or talking to him on the phone or even writing to him?
Well, you don't discuss the case at all. You have to presume that your conversations with him in the jail or anywhere else are being monitored. And it's the same kind of thing. You know, anything you say can and will be used against him. The only person that he should be talking to the case about is his attorney. And, you know, I think the smartest thing that you can do is, you know, deal with your family and get some money together and, you know, get a second mortgage or whatever they need to do from his parents or his cousins or whatever it is, and get him a proper representative and try to really deal with defending him. Because if you don't, what's going to happen is he's going to have, like I said, a public defender. They're going to push him to plead guilty and to get some kind of a deal. And, you know, killing a child, he's going to get a lot of time for that.
Adam, you and I may disagree on this. If I believed that a family member committed murder, I would not be out mortgaging my house to bail him out. I wouldn't do it.
I don't know, Tom. It's still your family, isn't it?
Not. It doesn't matter. I don't. You know what? If you killed somebody, as far as I'm concerned, you're on your own, buddy. That's how I see, and that's how I would handle it.
In all seriousness, Tom, and this is a disgusting thought to you. I wouldn't even want to contemplate this. But I mean, if you committed a murder, if you were accused of a murder, I wouldn't turn my back on you.
But
I wouldn't.
Now look,
you
if I said,
listen to what I'm saying.
But here's the thing. There's a difference. Well, first of all, you're an attorney. And that's what you should have been.
I don't even mean that.
But here's my thing. If I came to you and said, Adam, they accused me of murder and I didn't do it, thank goodness I would be able to call you and you'd be able to help me out. But what if I came to you and said, holy shit, I got angry and I killed someone. Help me.
Well, you'd have a reason. You'd have a story, wouldn't you? Something crazy happened, right? I mean, you're not just a psychopath.
I just can't even imagine doing it.
No, I understand, but I mean, you're not coming to me and saying, you know, I'm this vicious, crazy person. I killed this woman for no reason. You'd have a story. You'd say, Adam, she came at me first and blah, blah, and, you know.
What if that's not the story? What if I had too much to drink and I did something stupid?
Well, to be really honest with you, Tom, and this transcends the fact that I'm an attorney, to be honest with you, I wouldn't turn my back on you anyway. You're still someone I've been friends with for a very long time.
Right.
And you know, I feel the same about Gary or Dino or whatever. If
understood.
You guys got in trouble, what would I say? Well, fuck you then. You're a piece of trash. I'm not going to help you.
Again, it would depend on whether you did it.
I don't know.
And I understand if someone is accused of something they didn't do, or they're accused of doing something and it was misinterpreted, or things like that.
Right.
There's gray areas. But when somebody says, oh, my God, you know, I was beating my child, and it turned out the child ended up dead.
Right. I went too far, blah, blah.
Yeah, but What are you doing beating your child? I mean, again, is it,
yeah, it's sick.
I don't know John's stepbrother.
No, I'm just saying
that's how I would react if somebody came to me like that. You know,
so you
only beat the kid. You didn't intend for him to be dead. Okay, I wouldn't feel better about that.
I understand, but this is probably difficult for you to kind of visualize if it was, I don't know, your child. But, like, think about, I don't know, your brothers and sisters or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Think about your close family.
Yeah.
So you would, if they committed a murder, you would just disown them?
If they committed a murder?
Or whatever it
was. If they said, I
killed
someone?
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, yeah. In the heat of passion, you know, I don't even know who, like, one of your relatives, close relative, you know, the wife's cheating or something.
By the way,
I hate to
tell you this idea of a crime of passion. That's, to me, that's barbaric, prehistoric, the idea that it's extenuating circumstances to kill someone.
But that's real, Tom.
I know it exists, but I don't agree with it.
What about when someone walks in, you know, in flagrante delicto, you know, they're like screwing the wife, you know,
right?
And the guy comes home early from work,
right?
The wife is screwing the milkman, kills the milkman. That's a crime of passion.
I know that is a concept, and I know that it's real. I understand that. I just don't agree that it should exist.
Okay,
that's all. So again, it's me. You would handle it one way, I would handle another. If somebody in my, if my brother called me and said that, oh my God, I killed my son.
Nice. It's a disgusting thought.
I'm going to mortgage my house after he calls me and says something like that to me? No. No, I wouldn't. I'd say, you shouldn't have done that.
and now you're on
your
own.
That's very bad.
And now you're on your own. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Junior.
Good luck. Good luck with that.
Well, that's harsh. It's very hard for people to decide these things.
You know,
I'm willing to believe.
I read the book Tough Love in the 70s.
Yeah, well, that's really tough love.
It is.
When you talk about John's stepbrother or whatever, you know, I presume that from his side and his point of view, the murder was, accidental. It wasn't, you know, he didn't mean to kill the child, right? That he shook him too hard or he didn't know or something, right? I don't think that he deliberately went out to kill his child.
Well, wait a minute. We don't even know if he did anything.
Right.
Except the kid had blunt force trauma and the cops assumed he did it.
Right. So, I mean, you know, you're...
Because he had credit card fraud on his right.
Yeah, well, that's not very fair. But so what would you do, Tom? You write him off in advance? I mean, you got
to... No,
again, no.
Here's the deal. If I found out that he did it, and he knew he did it, and that would be different from if he said, the cops think I did it, but I didn't do it, and I need you to help me, would be a different story from saying, I killed my kid, and I need you to bail me in.
Well, what I'm reminded of, and this is something you might appreciate, and this is something that they talked about in law school, is, you know, when you're doing criminal defense and whatnot, you should never ask your client if he's guilty.
Yeah.
Like in the movies, you know? Your client starts to, you know, you talk about the murder or whatever, and you're going through the details, and, you know, your client starts to confess to you, and you say, shut up.
Right.
I don't want to hear it.
Now, I would not, you know, if my brother is... Wouldn't hurt a flea.
I can't think of your brother. You keep saying your brother. It makes me upset because I know he's a good guy.
This is a caller as a stepbrother, so I'm using the best comparison I can.
I understand.
You know, if my brother called me up and told me he killed his son, that son is my nephew.
Yeah, that's horrible.
What am I going to say? Here, let me bail you out. Let me put a mortgage on my house. Let me get $1 million for you. I'll be right back. No, I wouldn't do that. You know, I would say if you don't want me to say no to you, don't do things like that. Don't do it. Don't kill anyone.
Unbelievable.
Don't be beating anyone. Don't do that.
We see these under various circumstances, the thing they call shaken baby syndrome.
Right.
And this is, you know, this is a young person who typically should not have had a child, wasn't really ready.
Or it's often babysitters.
Well,
sometimes caught on camera
because they don't feel a strong connection to the child,
right,
or whatever, and the kid cries, you know, which kids do, which it pisses you off as a regular person. You lose your patience, and so you shake the child to get them to stop crying. And because of the fragility of the bone structure and whatnot, especially of a very young child, it ends up, you know, killing it, breaks its neck or whatever.
Right. All right.
Easier to do than you think. Horrible thing.
Now, John, you want me to put you on hold with Dean, and he can put you in touch with Adam?
I wish my brother wasn't a loser. Even if he was innocent, I'm never going to get paid back for this.
Well, that's
right. But that's the thing. You know, John, what do you think about what Tom said? Are you willing to take all your savings and sell all your stuff and put it towards his defense?
Like I said, absolutely not, because even if he's innocent, there's no benefit. There's no upside to this.
Well, what? You're saving his life, and he'll pay you back, right?
No, oh, my God.
Yeah, he'll just steal someone else's credit card.
Come on. You know, you guys have a little bit of compassion for Christ's sake. You know,
I have a thing about people who are losers and who engage in loser behavior. You know, I don't believe in enabling people like that. You know, you're out there using other people's credit cards and shaking babies until they're dead. You know what? Maybe I don't want that to be part of my life.
Yeah, well, I'm not.
I don't
saying,
want you dragging me into the quicksand.
I'm not saying that this is all very admirable things.
But, I understand.
You know, at the same time, you look at someone who's, you know, 20 years old, and it's like that's it. He made some mistakes or youthful indiscretions, and you're writing him off for the rest of his life.
Well, I don't think John's stepbrother is 20 years old. How old is your stepbrother, John?
It's funny he should say that number.
He's 20.
Exactly.
Oh, there you go.
Look at that.
I remember the case after all.
What makes it even worse is the case got all over the news, which makes it way complicated.
Well, you know, cases that get publicity, especially in, like, you know, certain places and whatever, you know, the people of the area, you know, scream out for blood, you know? So, you know, that's a tough one.
Well, John, good luck. You know where to reach Adam, and we'll be giving that information out here in a moment. But thank you for a compelling call. Really good.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
It's so sad, these things that happen to people. And by the way, Tom, this relates to Lycus 101. You have no business having a newborn baby when you're 20 years old.
Right.
You're not ready. You don't have a job. You don't know the situation. That's it.
That's
Come
right.
on.
I
Come
agree.
On.
What can I say?
What are you doing?
I agree.
Nonsense.
All right,
Adam.
It's
going to lead.
How can people get in touch with you?
You can call me toll free at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. Check out my website, www.adamlawyer.com. And you can send me an email, and I answer them myself. I love email, adam@adamlawyer.com.
And if you're listening to a replay of the show or listening on demand, remember, Adam is here live with free legal advice for you with a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. You can call Adam live next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Coast to coast, around the world, and across the universe, this is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Lycus 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Losers.
Brought to you part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Lycus discount to a year's subscription on the now fully digital magazine devoted to beer.
Better believe it.
Beer Magazine. Suspension upheld for Tom Brady.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Apparently some interesting details about the cell phone he is accused of using to text your boys down there in the equipment room and line up a little deflation of balls.
Yeah, it's just some strange coincidence that the phone and the SIM card destroyed.
Destroyed. Yeah, what a bunch of fucking cheating bastards.
Because at the hearing, Mr. Brady testified that it is his practice to destroy or to give to his assistant to destroy his cell phone and SIM cards whenever he gets a new cell phone.
You believe that?
No.
I mean, hey, it wouldn't be a bad practice, but don't you think all, like, you know, all signs are pointing to the big fucking cheater?
How come the...
Like softballs?
How come the NSA knows everything and they can't just go back and just check some stuff out? Just curious.
I bet there's a record.
There is a warehouse of data just sitting there in Utah, filled with everybody's conversations and
texts.
Supposedly
that stuff is destroyed after like a certain time.
Right. And Snapchat disappears too.
Okay.
Get the hell out of here.
Also in the NFL, your boy Orlando Scandrick. And his girl, Drea Michele.
Yeah, they seem to settle things a little bit.
Well, they got some heat between them.
They do, and it's, I guess, continuing on because the judge has dropped the restraining order that was placed against them.
No, it was actually placed
against her. I mean, her.
Your boy didn't show up in court.
Yeah,
so
that means they probably reconciled, I'm guessing.
You have to show up.
He would be considered a hostile witness. He doesn't want to help out.
It's one of those deals.
Come on, dude.
Yeah. Didn't that just happen with somebody recently, too? They did the same deal.
They refused.
If you don't show up,
you go. Have a good time. Like it never happened.
Yeah, and when shit happens like this in a relationship, you know it's never going to get better. It's always, there's going to be a problem. And sooner or later, especially if you take enough hits to head on a fucking professional football field, you'll be killing somebody at some point.
If she was smart, which I starting to think she is, she started to make things easier, and therefore that's why this never pushed forward. It saved a lot of embarrassment and trouble. So if she pulled it off, and that now the restraining order has been dropped.
Your boy Hulkster keeps getting in deeper and deeper in addition to his racist rant heard in a sex tape apparently filmed 8 years ago, now being slammed for bashing gay people in the same video, according to the Inquirer.
Man, what didn't he cover?
Italians. He was all right with Italians for some reason.
His last name is Bolea. He better not be. He better not be.
Yeah. Not down with the blacks and not down with the gays.
I don't know if Bolea is Italian. He doesn't look Italian. It does kind of sound that way.
Yeah.
Better not be. I have some words. He's a big dude. We saw him in person. He's no small guy.
Makes a reference to some a big fag. Big fag in a story he's telling.
Yeah.
A big fag lives there now, apparently, in some house.
Wow.
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily mean, school kids use the word fag.
Oh, for everything.
Come on. Hulk's not a school kid, I'll give you that.
Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you, nigga!
Yeah. And Donald Trump's ex-wife, Ivana, says that Trump made her feel violated during sex.
this is a long time ago, but this is just ridiculous.
There's incredible stuff coming out. I guess there's something, Sax was just telling me about some story about, it was a scalp, transplant that he got. It was totally fucking botched. And it was her doctor. And so I guess at some point, as he's being accused, I don't know if any of this is fucking for real or not, that I guess he was in so much pain from this thing. To demonstrate how much pain he was in, he started pulling her hair out.
Jesus. Yeah, I don't believe that.
Well, he had the shower. He's the Donald. That's how he do. Finally, a pick alert for you. Katy Perry always, there's a couple times a year where you go, huh, wow, that's fucking great. She's not wearing a stupid outfit and sucking
finally.
On a big lollipop.
Yeah, and act, trying to
pigtails and shit.
Keep it young, even though, not anymore.
What magazine is this that she's in?
Japanese Vogue.
Well, it works for me. I'm going to start buying that and putting it next to the shitter.
Our girl is coming around a little bit. She's like what I like to say, all grown up.
Yes. It's funny. All more news for guys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary Dino. Fucking cheating bastard. Check out the podcast. GaryAndDino.com is where you find it. Brand new show every single Friday.
Satan's blood.
Let's go to GaryAndDino.com. That's coming up this week. Dino drinks Satan's blood at the 1 billion Scoville units.
I wish you would drink Satan's blood, too.
That's okay. You do the dumb things. I'll just host the show. GaryAndDino.com.
Well, Timpson, maybe.
Is where you find it. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Your brand name is important to you, so it's important for you to protect it. SlamDunkDomains.com is where you need to start. The guys at Slam Dunk Domains are experts in helping you protect your brand with top-level domain names, .com, .net, .org, and many more. Plus, they'll host your website and email right at the same place. Visit SlamDunkDomains.com today and enter coupon code TOM101 for a 15% discount on any purchase over $30. Let the guys over at SlamDunkDomains.com score for you and your business. SlamDunkDomains.com.
This is the new normal.
This is crazy.
It's crazy.
This is nuts.
It's like it's almost as good as a sleep study, you know?
No comment.